our next guest believes a sit-down meal sharing fine food with others might be the pinnacle of civilization. And he spent a lot of time making those meals at home and in restaurants. And he's also spent a lot of time, decades, pursuing another passion, painting. On this week's edition of Food Friday, Jacques Pépin shares the art of cooking and painting chickens. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have an all-time favorite chicken recipe? Do you need advice on cooking chicken? Do you raise your own chickens? Love to hear your story. On the off chance, is there anybody out there who likes painting pictures of chickens? Tell us about it. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Jacques Pépin is a celebrated chef, TV host, author of a lot of books, including Essential Pépin, more than 700 all-time favorites from my life in food. His newest book is called Art of the Chicken, a master chef's paintings, stories, and recipes of the humble bird. Jacques, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was a very glorious introduction of it.
Well, you've had a pretty glorious career, so I think that's pretty fair. Now, I know you cook. I didn't know that you painted. How did you get started painting and painting chickens in particular?
Well, I started painting over 50 years ago. When I came to this country 60 years ago, actually, I have painting from the early 60s. I was at Columbia. I went to Columbia University here. And at some point, I took a class in the sculpture, I think, and drawing. And we had a bunch of friends who had a house in Woodstock, New York, a kind of artist community. So we all started redoing all furniture and painting and so forth. So I guess it started there. And then eventually, I was married 54 years. And when people came to our house for over 50 years, we wrote down the menu that we had when we invited people. And they signed on the other page saying funny things and so forth. And I realized that I was illustrating those things very often with chicken head and so forth. So I started doing more chicken and other panning and so forth. So that's basically the way it started.
Now, chickens have been really important in your painting career and your cooking career. And you share a lot of stories in this book. And you were a kid in post-war France. Your family started a restaurant. And, things were scarce then. The chicken was a luxury item almost. Can you talk about that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, my mother had a small restaurant. We had a few chicken in the, in the backyard that we get them the peel of potato or whatever we didn't eat. But basically it was for the eggs, certainly as well as the chicken, at least the price. And the chicken occasionally, when my mother killed one, then she would boil it for a long time because it was a whole hand, and boil it and do something with the fat. First, we kept the fat of the chicken, certainly. To saute potato or do other thing instead of butter. And everything was used, the feet, the head, the liver, the neck, the gizzard, and so forth. So, yes, the chicken in that sense is a very, very democratic, maybe the most democratic of all food, because you will find chicken in a truck stop, in a truck food, and as well as in any cafeteria or even in an hospital, but at the same time in a three-star restaurant with the truffle under the skin or whatever. You will find chicken in China, in West Africa, in Turkey, in India. Everywhere I've been in the world, I've had chicken. And eggs, certainly. People survive with eggs in a small country, with a bunch to eat. So, yes, it's a very democratic and universal food.
And, Jacques, in your teen years, you're 13, I think, you went to live and apprentice at a restaurant, and you were sent to search for a piece of equipment I never heard of, a chicken boning machine. Can you tell us about that story?
Well, the point is that, you all have rite of passage to go, and I was the youngest apprentice, so that's usually they put a prank like that on the youngest apprentice. So the chef, I came into that kitchen. I've never seen a mixer. There was a little mixer. There are a couple of electric equipment that I've never seen, a grinding machine. So the chef told me, you got to get the machine to the machine to bone out the chicken at that restaurant, whatever it was in town. So I rushed there to, of course, that was, and the chef told me, oh, wait a minute, we don't have it there. You know, we just sent it to another restaurant, L'Escargot, which was another restaurant 20 minutes out of the way. He said, I think the chef has it there. So I rushed back on the other side. And by then I get there, the chef told me, well, we have the machine, but you better hurry up because your chef is getting mad. You know, you've been gone for a couple of hours and all that. And watch out, we just wash it, so don't bang it too. And he gave me that big, thick bag that I had to carry. And I carried and came around the corner where the hotel was that I was in apprenticeship. And I thought they were going to be yelled at. But on the other hand, I saw the chefs and the waitress and people on the, you know, by the door waiting, and they were all laughing and all that too. That's when I had a doubt, and I opened the bag, which had two big stone in it. I mean, two cement block. Yeah, two cement block in it. So that was my rite of passage, you know. So anyway.
We're talking to Chef Jacques Pépin. His new book is called Art of the Chicken, a master chef's paintings, stories, and recipes of the humble bird. It's got stories, it's got recipes, and it's got his own paintings of chickens over the last 50 years. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Michelle is with us in Ashland. Michelle, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to tell us about?
I wanted to call in today because I helped my sister put paintings in gift shops, and she paints chickens, and the brighter the color, the faster the chicken will sell out of the gift shop.
Michelle, thanks for sharing that, Michelle. Jacques, it's hard to describe pictures out here, but you have a lot of bright colors, some fanciful chickens that are part chicken, part cabbage, things like that. Can you talk about your art and what you're painting a little bit?
Yes, I mean, you know, but as I say, I love chicken. If you look at the back of that book here, I have a picture of me with a chicken on my shoulder, with two chicken on my shoulder. But yes, I do a lot of painting of flowers and even abstract too, but I do a lot of painting, and I got into the habit of doing a chicken who look like a cauliflower or a lettuce or a bunch of leek or whatever. So I kind of mix my cooking and my painting together of chicken, you know. So it's been fun. It's been fun doing it. And actually, I did not want to do a cookbook, and I just wanted to do an art book of my painting of chicken. And the publisher said, fine, but then after they said, well, we want recipe. And I said, well, I have 30 books of recipe. I don't want recipe. So I have a book called The Apprentice, which I published over 20 years ago, which is a cook's memoir, story of my life. So I did basically the same thing. I start writing story about chicken and about eggs when I was a kid, when I was in Africa, in one place or another, too. And I have some recipes, but those are in the narrative style. I'm sure some of them can be done. But I tell you, my mother used to saute this and that, and chicken, put a bit of this and that. So you probably do it. Some other cannot be done with old style, using a cock's comb and cock's wattle and unborn eggs and sweet bread and pig's feet and so forth. Mm. So those are stories.
A great story I love that you associate a recipe with, a tarragon chicken. Now, you're in this apprenticeship. You're a little older now. You get woken up in the middle of the night. Some customers showed up and the chef wasn't there. And this was your moment to make chicken. Could you talk about the tarragon chicken and how it went?
Right. It was at the Hotel de l'Europe, where I did my apprenticeship in Bourg-en-Bresse, and of course at the center of chicken country. So most of the dish we did in one way or the other were chicken. And one night some guests came from Paris, and around 10 o'clock at night, and the chef had left around 9:30. So the waitress came to my room to knock at the door. All the apprentices slept in a room above the kitchen. And I was the oldest apprentice at the time, even though I was like 15 years old. And they say, well, you have to come down. We have to have there are four people who want to eat. So I rushed to the stove. And fortunately, I still have some coal in the stove. At the time, it was coal and wood. waited what they were going to order. They started by ordering a piece of pâté, which was great because the pâté was made. They just had to slice it, arrange it too. And then after they wanted a specialty, which was the chicken with the tarragon cream sauce. And it involved, cutting the chicken and sautéing in butter until slightly brown and finishing it with chicken stock and white wine, cooking it for 30 minutes and thicken it with a little bit of flour and butter and finishing it with cream and tarragon. And I did that as well as I could. And apparently the customer were happy. I was trying to look through the window. I mean, there was the door going to the dining room with a little round window. But then the waitress came and said, well, they want to meet the chef. I said, oh, that was my first exposure. So here came that kid, which was 15 years old, you know. So as the chef, so that was a bit of a bit of a surprise for them, you know. So anyway, that was my first exposure to celebrity cooking. You know?
We're talking to master chef, TV host, author, and painter Jacques Pépin. It's Food Friday. We're talking about chicken. Jacques' new book is called Art of the Chicken, a master chef's paintings, stories, and recipes of the humble bird. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question for Jacques about his career making chicken, about his art, or do you need some advice on cooking chicken one way or another? He's done it many ways. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Don't forget the egg. He has some egg recipes too. 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk with chef, TV host, author, and painter Jacques Pépin. It's Food Friday. We're talking about his latest book, Art of the Chicken, a master chef's paintings, stories, and recipes of the humble bird. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you have questions for our guest, that's 800-642-1234. We've got a caller, Linda in Milwaukee. Linda, hi.
Oui, bonjour, monsieur.
How are you?
Bonjour, Monsieur Pépin. When I was a little girl, we lived in Brooklyn in New York, and I used to go with my grandmother to get the live chicken. They used to get it and have it killed for them. I wasn't allowed to watch that. But I remember that we used to get the chicken legs and the eggs, you know, the unborn eggs, and put that in the soup. And that made the best. You can't make chicken soup like that anymore, unfortunately.
Oh,
but
Linda.
That was really special.
That's a great memory. Thank you for sharing that, Linda. Jacques, what does that make you think of?
Well, to make me think of my youth also. I used to have the unborn eggs too. You know, those recipes that you have or you eat as a child are very visceral. You know, they stay with you the rest of your life. Whether you come from Turkey, Africa, or China, Italy, or America, you know, whatever your parents or mother cooked, those tastes stay with you forever, you know, and that's what happened there. You know, those memories of food are very strong.
Thank you so much, Linda, for sharing that at 800-642-1234. We got an email. A Grant says, I poached chicken, either thighs or breasts often, but I still struggle to get them to be perfectly moist but not overcooked. Do you have any poaching chicken advice for Grant?
Well, if you poach the whole, see, the leg is going to take a bit longer than the breast, without any question. So if the chicken is whole, I tend to cut between the drumstick and the thigh. I make an incision with the knife so that the heat penetrates there faster, so I don't have to cook it as long for the leg to be totally cooked and not to overcook the breast. So it's very important too. I mean, I have a recipe. I think I have it in that book, given to me by Danny Kaye, the famous actor. You know, Danny Kaye.
Oh yeah.
I cook with him at his house. One time I came there and he said, "I'm going to show you how to do a poached chicken, a chicken salad." You know? So he took a chicken and he opened his drawer and took a handful of spoon, fork, and stuff it inside and drop it in the stock pot. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm putting that in there so that the chicken doesn't come to the top. Then he cover it with water and salt, pepper, he put a lick in it, whatever, and bring it to a boil. And he boiled it maybe 3 minutes, 3-4 minutes, that's it. And he cover it and leave it on the side for 1 hour. Now, I have done that, and I think I mentioned that recipe in there. And you don't need to put the fork and spoon into the chicken to cook it in the bottom of the pan. But cooking it very briefly like this and leaving it in that hot broth for 1 hour, it produced a very, very moist chicken, yes. And so we shredded it out after to do a chicken salad. It was really good.
And you write in the book, fairly early on, the way a chicken is raised, actually, you say, makes a big difference in the quality of both the meat of the chicken and the eggs. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, of course. A free-range chicken is a happy chicken, eating grass, eating worm, going around. And that's no comparison with a chicken which is raised in a closed enclosure and eat only when the sound is atrocious. In addition, there is thousands of chicken. They kind of blind the chicken so that they don't kill one another to fight. And they put light on there because, as you know, a chicken, when the cock starts cockering in the morning, you know, and that's when the chicken wake up, and that's when they do an egg during the day. Well, because of the light. When there is no light, there is no egg. So in those places, they put light on top of the chicken so they can do two eggs a day instead of one. When you torture Mother Nature this way, you know, there is no way you're going to get great quality. So I would always advise people to buy organic eggs now. Frankly, it's not very expensive. It's a bit more expensive than the regular one, but when you break it down to pair eggs, it doesn't cost you more than like 40 or 50 cents for an egg. So yes, it's important to and for the quality of life of animal too, it's important not to torture those animals.
Talking to Jacques Pepin on this edition of Food Friday. His new book is called Art of the Chicken, A Master Chef's Paintings, Stories and Recipes of the Humble Bird. Got a lot of his own paintings and artwork, plus his stories, and of course, some recipes along the way. Jacques, you were just talking about eggs. Now, one of your stories here, I didn't know this, when you would have to go and audition and try to get a job at a new restaurant, very often what people would ask you to make was an omelet. Why an omelet?
Yeah, well, the classic omelet, you know, there is different way of doing omelet. I do at least four different types of omelet. But the classic French omelet that I do, where you move the egg very fast, so that they are scrambled, like very, very finely scrambled, and you don't even let it brown, and you roll the omelet itself. It requires quite a lot of technique on a classic French cooking. So that's what a test, you know, when you work in restaurants in Paris, the chef will argue and say, why don't you make an omelet just to see how proficient you were with your skill. You know, so that's what a test.
Now, I'm never going to work in a French restaurant. What is the best way for a home cook to get a really good omelet?
Well, as I said, if you do the conventional omelet that you have in a cafeteria or diner, where you put the egg into hot butter and you stir them occasionally. You have large lump too, and eventually you fold it in half and put it on the plate. You may fold it in half when it's still wet in the center or totally dry. It depends entirely on your own taste. Now, the classic French omelette is mixed, as I say, very fast, and it's very creamy inside, and it's not brown. There is no harsh curd. So it is different. It has a different taste. Is it better than the conventional omelette? Not really. It's just different. Some people will like one better than the other. And sometimes I'm in the mood for one. Sometimes I'm in the mood for the other.
Do you still paint chickens even after 50 years?
I still paint chicken. Yes, absolutely. I painted, I think, a couple last week. Yes, I did.
Now, I want to bring this home. You write about this at the outset. There's creativity, of course, in painting, and there's creativity in cooking and in the kitchen. So that can you talk about how that's kind of a natural pairing for you to cook and paint?
Yes, it's a different type of thing, but certainly as a professional chef, and I've been a professional chef for over 75 years. So in the kitchen, when you are behind the stove and you have an order for a chicken sauté with the mushroom, whatever. Well, you don't have a recipe or whatever. You have the recipe that you do in that particular restaurant and all that in your head, and you start cooking it. If someone was behind you taking note exactly what you're doing, okay, 10 minutes later, you have another order for the same chicken. And let's say you do it 10 or 12 times during the evening, the same order of chicken. if someone write those behind you yourself, you would realize that you haven't done it one exactly the same way. The idea is that, however, it come out the same way. It come out, the taste is exactly the same at the end, because as you start cooking, maybe the chicken breast is slightly thicker than the other, or the hot, or the pan is hotter, or whatever. It gets a little dry, so I put a tablespoon of water, which I may not do the next time. I do that. So the question is to cook, taste, adjust, taste, adjust, taste, adjust, and eventually that's in the end. Okay. So the reaction is always slightly different. You know, so there is that type of very personal interpretation in the cooking. And it's the same thing in painting, you know. So in painting, at some point, you paint a bunch of flowers, and the painting kind of take a hold of you, and you react to it, and you put that color there or that shape there, you react to it, and so forth. So there are similarities like that, some very intuitive type of thing.
Jacques, thank you so much for joining us again today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That's Jacques Pépin, celebrated chef, TV host, painter, and author of a bunch of books, including the one we talked about today on this edition of Food Friday. It's called Art of the Chicken, a master chef's paintings, stories, and recipes of the humble bird. Still time for you to share your stories, maybe your own art, if you have chicken-related art that you produce yourself, or maybe a cherished item up on a wall. Share it on the Ideas Network Facebook page or email ideas@wpr.org.